Let us read together from the Holy Word of God. It is on the second page of your hymn sheets. 2 Samuel, 2 Book of Samuel, chapter 5, and just reading the last part from verse 17 to 25. Now this is the time that King Saul had just been slain by the Philistines, but David then had been made king. And as soon as he was made king in Hebron, then it was that the Philistines came up, not just once, but twice against him. And that is what we are going to read now, of these two occasions that the Philistines came up and how David responded and how he prayed to the Lord at these times and how the Lord answered him. From verse 17, "But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David. And David heard of it and went down to the hold. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto David, Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand. And David came to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there, and said, The Lord hath broken forth upon mine enemies before me, as the breach of waters. Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. And the Philistines came up yet again, and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. And David did so, as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until thou come to Gaza." Now, I put the text as verse 24, where God had said that where he was to be under the mulberry trees, that when he heard a sound or a rustling of the wind rustling in those trees, then he was to arise up and go out and smite the Philistines. But I want to consider especially prayer this morning. Prayer in the face of the enemies of the people of God. Right through the Word of God, it is very evident that God's people do have enemies. Your adversary, the devil. But the children of Israel, right from the very start, Moses leading them through the wilderness, had enemies. Then came Amalek. And of course, in Israel, the Philistines were an enemy that came up again and again against Israel. God's people will have, do have enemies. Literally, people, they will have those that the Lord said, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them. but we have the enemies of the world, the flesh and the devil, our own wicked heart, the devil and the world itself. But it's how we deal with those enemies, how we deal with that opposition. David might have thought, well, the Lord has anointed me king. If I'm rightly king, everything will go smoothly. There won't be any opposition. There won't be any trouble. How many times, like Nehemiah coming back from captivity in Babylon, that they proved, though they were doing the Lord's work in the right way, they still had those that opposed them. Now I say to you, don't judge that you're not a child of God because you have enemies, because you have those that may oppose you, or because you have so much trouble with your own sin and wicked heart, with so much temptation from Satan, or from the pull and drawing of the world as well. Don't take that as a sign that you're not one of God's children. David did not take it as a sign that he was not anointed and that he shouldn't be king, but it's how he dealt with that. And the thing that he did, he took it to the Lord in prayer. He asked how to deal with this opposition with the enemy, the Philistines. Now, do I ask the Lord, how shall we deal with this problem, with this enemy, with this opposition? David asked two things. He asked, shall I go up, and wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? Two things in that first instance. And the Lord said to him that it was to be in this place very direct. He was to go up and he would deliver them into his hand. And he did. A conquest, a deliverance. You and I might be able to look back over our lives and find many deliverances. Many times the Lord has answered our prayers, saved us from our enemies, saved us from our sins, saved us from those that oppose us, and we blessed and thanked the Lord for it. But then we read that the Philistines came up yet again. How much of that is a pattern in your life and mine, that we've had the same enemies? We thought we'd dealt with them. We thought the Lord had overcome them. We thought those lusts shouldn't rise anymore. Those fits of anger or jealousy or hatred, that they were put to bed, that they were dealt with, but they rise up again. And you think, how is that so? And the temptation might be to say, well, I asked the Lord once on this, I don't need to ask what I should do this time. We'll just do what we did last time. David could have said, it's the same enemies, the Philistines. He could have said, it's the same valley, it's still Rephaim. So why do I need to ask the Lord this time? But he did. What a reminder to always pray. Not to just assume, because this problem, because this trial, because this enemy is the same as last time, that the way of dealing with it will be the same. Right through Scripture, there's many things that are the same, but God will have his people deal with them in different ways. Sometimes it was the miracles the Lord did upon people. Sometimes he said to them, go home to thy friends and tell what things God hath done for thee. Other times he said, tell no man. And you think, why the difference? God knows the difference, why it should be so. Why should it be so with Elijah on Mount Carmel, that he prays once and the fire comes down from heaven? But when it comes to praying and asking for rain, he must say go again seven times before he gets his answer. a difference. The same God. Sometimes the same problems, the same need for the Lord to appear, but different ways. But every time one thing is the same. Pray. Pray. Pray as often as there is troubles and trials and opposition. Pray. How our Lord taught them to continue in prayer and to not give up in asking the Lord and listening what he'd have us to do. Well, the second time, God gave a different answer. David in this time was not going to do a direct approach, but God gave him a place where he was to wait. It was opposite the Philistines, but it was near these mulberry trees. God was going to give him a sign when he should rise up and fight against the Philistines, but he had to be near the mulberry trees, otherwise he could not have heard the rustling. In one sense, God has, when he would direct his people, a place sometimes where they must wait. And the prayer that is given, there's not an immediate answer, do this, do that, but wait. And wait here, in this place, in David's case, wait near the mulberry trees, and wait until you hear my voice to go forward. The places where God's children especially are to wait, apart from the places it may be in Providence, or a place of worship, or a home, where they are to stay for a while until God moves them on, but we are to wait at the place of prayer, we are to wait in reading the Word of God, we are to wait upon the ministry of the Word, hearing the ministry of the Word preached, and when the Lord will have us to know when to act and move, he will speak to us through prayer, through the Word, or through the preaching of the Word. We cannot expect to receive direction and guidance from the Lord if we separate ourselves from the Word or from prayer or from hearing the Word preached. The Lord has appointed those means of speaking to his people through the Word of God. And so we have, when that time is given, when the sign is given, the hearing in the tops of the mulberry trees, then they are to act. There's a time to sit still. There's a time to act. There's a time for the children of Israel to wait at the Red Sea. There was a time when Moses said that they must then go forward. There's a time for David to wait under the mulberry trees. There's a time for him to rise up and act. The Lord help you to continue in prayer, wait upon the Lord, and seek his direction. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. David was a man after God's own heart. This is the inspired word of God. And the message this morning, pray always. Don't be discouraged through enemies' opposition. And wait for the Lord's direction. Will the Lord bless the word to you and to me as well.